on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Okay, this is an emergency, all right? Because I am terrified. I think my selfies are officially ruined for the rest of time. If you do the peace sign or bunny ears hand gestures in a selfie, your fingerprints could apparently be stolen.
I'm so stressed. That's like my go-to. Like, even as you were saying the peace sign, I wanted to like throw it up. Oh wait, it's safe if I do it this way.
Exactly.
If I turn it backwards.
Yes. If you turn
it, doesn't hit the same though.
It's not the same.
I'm doing it under the table so no one can steal it.
And I don't know what to do because doing the peace sign. This is me. This is who I am.
Yeah.
This is like peak millennial. I can't let this go. But apparently, this is like a legitimate issue that we need to be aware of. According to a new report, cell phones are able to capture such high resolution images now that it's literally possible for your fingerprints to be extracted from them if you make a peace sign hand gesture in selfies where your fingers are pointing outward. If they're pointing towards your chest, you're safe. Before anyone gets too paranoid, like myself, here are three things that they want us to be aware of that might help us feel better. Okay. So this would take a significant amount of like advanced AI software for someone to actually capture your fingerprints. So there's that. However, it's a legitimate conversation to have because we are getting to that point. The AI is getting that crazy.
That's scary.
I know. Number two, this is mostly for close-up selfies with your fingers in the forefront. But, okay, yeah, but all selfies are close-up. It's a selfie.
Yeah.
So what the... Whatever. Skip that one. That doesn't make me feel better at all. this last point that they're trying to say to make us feel better about the possibility of our fingerprints being stolen when we take selfies if we throw up a peace sign. They're saying, even with all the tools and software at their disposal, identity thieves would probably need multiple images to be able to reconstruct your prints. And those would also need to have really good lighting and focus. So if you want to be extra careful, obviously, like you said, Charlotte, earlier, like if you turn your fingers towards your chest, but like no one does that.
Yeah.
It's giving, this
it's
is
a little
like
blurry.
It's giving like old school. Okay, but wait a second. If we can't do the peace sign, then what are we supposed to do with our hands in a photo?
Okay, we could do like rock. Wait, is that I love you or rock on?
Maybe it can be three fingers? Either or, but because this, the rock on with the three fingers up, this actually feels better with the fingers pointed towards you. So okay,
so we can do rock on
an alternate rock on.
We can do
heart.
Oh, like the Gen Z heart.
The Gen Z heart. The Gen Z heart, because your fingers are pointed down and towards your chest to replace the peace sign so scammers don't steal your fingerprints.
Hands on the hips.
Maybe. Maybe. Okay.
We just need our peace signs back.
We could also do regular heart. You can't really see your thumbs that much. Well, you can kind of see your thumbs if you do the regular heart.
You know
heart.
What I think the solution is? We all just have to like act like criminals and like burn off our fingerprints.
What are you?
I think that's the easiest solution.
That is a crazy thing to say.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.